Yeah, Slaney, love is like a drug here on Kildare's KFM, and it's time for the Friday night Zoom call, and joining us on the line is indeed Slaney. Welcome to the programme and good to talk to you.
Oh, thanks, Owen. Delighted to be here.
It's been a busy year so far for yourself, and I know you're going to be quite busy for the remainder of the year as well, bringing out music, but I suppose it's good to see things kind of getting back to some sort of normality, and hopefully the music industry now is starting to settle down a bit.
Yeah, it's so great to see that, like, you know, seeing live shows happening again and hopefully more to come in the future. It's brilliant to see that happening. It feels like so long even since I've been at a gig, so I can't wait to just do one and even go to one, really.
And over the last couple of months, I've been talking to numerous musicians, and there's kind of been a mixture of those who found it difficult during lockdown and those who found it quite liberating. I suppose you're probably in that category, given the fact that the majority of stuff that you do is from home anyway, so you didn't lose any studio time, you weren't impacted in that sense. So you kind of, I'd imagine, got to be quite creative during lockdown.
Yeah, that was exactly it. Like, because we record from home, like, we were able to really just be creative and make the most of the time, like, not being able to go anywhere, because it's been so tough for people not being able to get to the studio and record, and we were just able to do it from here. So I feel so lucky to have been able to do that. And like I always say, like, those songs, like, wouldn't exist, like Love Is Like a Drug, that probably wouldn't exist if it wasn't for being here at home. So it's kind of mad to think about that, really.
Let's talk about how you began your musical career then, before we go into what you've been bringing out over the last while. And some people may or may not know, you come from quite a musical family, so I suppose it's in your blood.
Yeah, I think it is in my blood. Yeah, both my parents are very musical. My dad is a drummer all his life, really. So I grew up around a lot of music and going to gigs and stuff like that. So I think, yeah, it's always been something I've wanted to do since from a very young age.
And that first song that we played, Love Is Like a Drug, that's one of your latest releases then. Just talk to me a little bit about it, because as you mentioned there, all the production and recording and stuff is done at home.
Yeah, it's all done from home. So myself and Michael Hopkins, who I work with and write with, and we do it all from home. So Michael produced the track and we wrote it together, and it was all done here. We just wanted to create something that was like dancey and feel good. And we just wanted to put out something up tempo that's kind of going to cheer people up. And we were just dancing around the place to it. So it was such a fun song to create. And we were just like, we created it in the middle of lockdown, and we just thought, you know, we might as well just put it out. You know, why not?
I always wonder as well with producers like Michael and yourself, when you come together, which comes first? Is it the music or the lyrics to a song?
Yeah, like, it's always different, to be honest, like, depending on the song. Like, sometimes it could be like a lyric that might inspire you, or it could be just like a melody, or maybe like Michael could be doing something on the keyboard or something like that. So it kind of, like, every song is quite different. And a lot of the times, like, we could have the music done and then, like, kind of singing in gibberish lyrics, and then the lyrics come afterwards. But yeah, every one of them is kind of different.
The style of music that you're bringing out is kind of unique, really, isn't it? And particularly for a female artist, there's not a whole lot doing the type of music that you're bringing out. So you do kind of stand out a little bit. Is that what you were going for? Is it just kind of the type of music that you'd be interested in anyway?
Yeah, like, that's really nice to hear. It's kind of just music that I love. And yeah, like, it is kind of like unique. It's dance pop. Like, you don't hear it like a lot with like Irish artists and stuff like that. So it's just music that I like really enjoy. I've always kind of loved that type of song. So yeah, like, I just really enjoy kind of like dance music, and anything that you can kind of bop around to, I really like.
And you touched on it earlier on as well about gigs, and we've seen over the last few weeks there's been a number of pilot gigs up in Dublin, and hopefully by the end of this year we'll see more people getting into venues and live shows returning to some sort of normality. And I'm sure you're looking forward to going to gigs and playing a live show. Have you played a live show before, or when was the last one that you did play?
So I've never done my own live show as with my own songs. So it's something that I'm really excited to do. We were going to do our first gig last March, and it was just a week before everything kind of closed. So we were rehearsing for that, and it didn't happen. And yeah, like now it's like it still hasn't happened. So we were planning the whole like live thing, and yeah, like it's kind of, we're just ready to do it now. Like, you know, we have the songs there and we're going to start rehearsing for the live set. So I cannot wait to do my first live show.
And aside from music as well, we have to touch on the acting career, which you do in tandem with it. And I know you featured in Normal People last year as Sophie. And I'd imagine being on the set of that was incredible. And, you know, it's done so well since. It got a great reaction. We've seen Paul Mescal, of course, from Maynooth, being nominated and winning various awards. And Daisy Edgar-Jones as well is brilliant. So what was it like behind the scenes?
Oh, it was just an amazing experience. We shot it, and I just feel so grateful to have been a part of it. It was such a lovely environment to work in, and I just have such fond memories of it. Like, it was so great to see it doing so well. You know, when you get to work on something, like I was a small role in it, but to even have got to play that, like I feel very lucky, and yeah, very, very proud of it.
And with the acting career as well, then, do you tie that in with your music, or is it kind of wait and see what happens with the acting, focus on the music first, or vice versa?
Yeah, like I kind of am like balancing the two. So like, you know, if I do an acting job, I go and do that. And then anytime that I'm spending at home, I'm just working on music. So they kind of just like balance each other out, which is great. Like, it's really cool.
Yeah, absolutely. And I remember getting a press release sent through to me from yourself a couple of months ago. And down at the bottom was Slaney plans on bringing a song out every month of 2021. Is that still the plan? Have you been working quite hard and have a large bank of songs ready to go?
Yeah, that was initially the plan. At the start of the year, we were going to go every 4 weeks. So we're still like pretty much keeping to that, but we've decided to maybe like stretch it out to 6 or 7 weeks, because like a month kind of flies by and you want to give your song like enough time to kind of, you know, have its time. So, you know, we're still planning, like the next song will probably be 6 weeks from now, and just planning, like we've so many songs there, we're just gonna put them out this year because there's no point in just hanging on to them.
Yeah, that's a key word there that you touched on, planning. Is that tough at the moment to try and plan going forward with shows and bringing music out, or is it just kind of take it as it comes?
Yeah, like I think take it as it comes. Things are still a little bit up in the air, but we're kind of just like, yeah, planning like week to week or month to month at the moment. Yeah.
And this next song that we're going to play then to finish up is the latest release, All I Want. And again, it's focuses quite heavy on the production and it's uplifting. So what's the backstory behind this?
Yeah, All I Want. So that's my latest single. It's another dance pop song. We just kind of wrote that like it's a fictional story, but we thought people would relate to it, you know. And yeah, we just really enjoyed making it and hope that people will like dancing to it as well.
Well, we're going to give it a play here on Kildare's KFM. And listen, Slaney, it's been a pleasure having you on the programme. If people want to check out your social media, what's the best place to catch you on?
Yeah, like I'm on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and my Spotify as well. So I kind of put everything up there. It would just be Slaney Power.
Great stuff. Well, listen, thanks for joining us on the programme this evening, Slaney, and continued success, and we'll talk to you again soon, no doubt.
Oh, thanks so much, Owen.